K-State Nation, welcome back to another postcast of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer here, recording, yes, on early Thursday in October, folks, as we continue on this podcast here, October 12th, 2023. All things K-State, Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, but this is me, Eddie Greer III, checking in. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by, giving us a listen, whether you're making it your very first listen early in the morning or sometime this morning or whenever it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, football, volleyball, soccer, all things K-State. I know our schedule's been a little bit different this semester, but trying to cover all things K-State here on this podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University and home of Upset City yet again as the volleyball team checks off another box in the resume there, sweeping 25th ranked last night, Iowa State there. This is the second week in a row that Jason Mansfield's team upset another top 25 opponent there, and this time they did it in the friendly confines last night of Morgan Family Arena, 25-20, 25-16, and then complete the sweep, 25-18, and yes, I do not have the Big 12 standings in front of me. I'll have to save that for the weekend edition here, which I'll have to record tomorrow thanks to a baseball game, which I do not want to watch later on tonight. No pun intended. The Wildcats there held the Cyclones to only 110 hitting percent efficiency there as well in this one. Yeah, the Cyclones were in the top three, if I can remember, in the standings anyways, as far as conference goes there. Really impressive. Obviously, we didn't mention this, or I might have mentioned this, but I'm going to cover my schemes on this one anyways. Mackenzie Morris reached the 15. I think I mentioned it in the Baylor podcast. I'm not sure, but I'm going to mention it again just in case I didn't. Mackenzie Morris in the 15,000 did club join that on the last match there. Now, last night, adding 21 kills to that tally there, marking her 25th career match with 20 or more digs there. He now ties Lauren Mathewson in that department of 20 dig matches there as well. Anya Clinton continues her super sophomore stretch there. She is from Midland, Texas. Also reached double-digit kills, and she generated a match high 12. Then Leah Carter. It seems like the double A's always been following each other all year to this point anyways. Anya Clinton this time leading the way, 12 kills. Then Leah Carter, 9. Shaylee Myers starting to really catch her stride as well. Added 7 more. Izzy Swiecki and Lauren Hinkle also dished out 29. Ooh, excuse me. This is what happens when you record early in the morning. You get morning allergies. But anyways, 29 of 32 assists in this one between Izzy and Lauren there in the 6-2 offense created by new head coach Jason Mansfield there. And we got him on a quote here as well, saying, quote, last week marked a big step forward for our team, both in training and with the impressive victory against Baylor on the road. This win boosted our confidence, confirming that we could stand along strong against great teams. Although we played really well in the first two sets, they came out ready to play in the third, but we found a way to win the final set. I believe the expectations have risen even against Iowa State, a consistently strong team. We scouted thoroughly and proved that we can compete with anyone we can play our game. Achieving this at home and maintaining such consistency was pretty special there, end quote there as well. And I'm going to the offensive performance there. As Coach Mansfield says, quote, we've seen a glimpse of what we can be offensively, certainly in the Baylor match, but TCU and West Virginia as well. When we're running the 6-2 with three attackers in the front row, we effectively control the ball, making us a tough offense to stop. I thought we had a really good performances from all of our attackers tonight, and both setters played a crucial role in setting them up, end quote there as well. This upset win by the KC volleyball team now hits them at double digits in wins overall in 2023, 10-6 now, and bumps them to 4-3, pushes them back over 500 in conference play. I mean, we've seen it at really consistency stretches this year so far with this team. it's strides better than what it was last year. Obviously, if we don't win that third, if they don't come out and, you know, battle back and win that third set, I think K-State loses that set, and I think this goes to a fourth set and maybe a fifth set. We've seen it in the past where K-State starts off strong and kind of fades, but now with the new coaching staff led by Coach Jason Mansfield, we've seen we're 16 games into the season. We are now seeing the roots of labor here, the roots really come out and shine with this team, and you're seeing the likes of Shaylee Myers, Edie Swieski. We haven't even mentioned Liz Goriowski. I haven't mentioned her in the mix here in this match as well. So you're really still starting to see what this team is. And look, they already had the pieces coming in, obviously, strong, good pieces. Obviously, Sydney Boyd wasn't on that list. Well, not on the scoring sheet, not on my scoring sheet anyways. But yeah, they've already made a statement that, hey, we can play with anybody, and it goes to show right there as well. K-State, another upset win there as well. Behind the stat sheet, right? 52-44 in points. K-State wins it. Kills almost even at 38-36 K-State. Aces, 6 banked in by K-State to 2 for Iowa State. 8-6 on the blocks, K-State. Assists, I mentioned that in that little postcast right there. This is the postcast. K-State sweeps 25th-ranked Iowa State 3-0, 32-31. Diggs, 53-48 K-State there as well. Speaking of Liz Goriowski, she did. She and Carter, 2-2 on the Aces. Hinkle, 1. Blocks, Shaylee Myers, 4. Sydney Boulding, 3. Anya Clinton, 3. Assists, Swieski finished off with 18. Lauren Hinkle, 11. Mackenzie Morris, 3. And Diggs, Mackenzie Morris, my goodness. Mac Morris, 21. Carter, right there again, 11. And Swieski with 7 at more as well. Wow, a complete performance here by Kansas State women's volleyball. Now, let's see if I can, let's go. I actually wrote a couple of these down before we go to what's next for them. Cats now 4-3 in league play. Already mentioned that. 2-2 against ranked foes here in 2023. K-State now at Morgan Family Arena here in Manhattan, Kansas. 500. 4-4. K-State is now 7-3 in 3 set matches this year. Pretty damn good record right there. Cats 9-1 win. Outblocking a team. Wow, keep that stat in mind. Again, let me repeat that for you. 9-1 when outblocking an opposing opponent. Impressive. 25th match for Mac Morris with 20 digs or more. That is now officially tying a K-State school record. The next time she does that, which I'm pretty sure she might do that against UCF, she'll be the school leader in that. K-State 4-1 in the last 5 innings with a 4-match win streak there as well. K-State packing their bags, heading to Schoenstein State now, as they will take on UCF. UCF, one of the teams top of the league with Texas, 14-2. UCF is 5-0 in Big 12 play, a huge step for them. And remember, these two teams met last year, and they were toe-to-toe with UCF last year, if I can remember there as well, but lost. We'll see what happens on Saturday, coming up here for the K-State volleyball team, 6 p.m. Central Time, at 7 Eastern Time on that Florida side. So a huge, huge game for K-State here, and we'll see what we'll definitely see where they're at for sure. We're going down there and seeing on UCF Florida Knights, but we're celebrating another upset here in the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, as K-State takes down after. They took down 18th ranked Baylor on the road. They sweep 25th ranked Iowa State last night at home to put themselves back over 500. And now 10-6 in overall here in 2023. We're going to have, hopefully we're going to have a little bit more coming up on this podcast as we enter, about to enter into the weekend already. This is Thursday already. I will bring my mini recorder on the road to Des Moines this weekend. We'll see how that goes this week. But yes, but make sure you tune in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast. You know where we're at, as well as more. Of course, I have my prediction on the weekend edition tomorrow. I'll have to record that tomorrow because got a lot of activity tonight with between baseball playoffs and obviously the Chiefs hosting the Broncos tonight. So probably won't do anything much on that end tonight. But yeah, tomorrow I'll definitely hop on in there before taking this thing on the road. I might do a preview of the race coming up that I got going on this weekend in Iowa. So we'll stay tuned for that. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see how that goes. But for right now, we're closing up shop on this postcast edition here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Big game for K-State. They get it done here at Morgan Family Arena, taking out Iowa State 3-0. As Iowa State was 25th ranked coming into this week. That's going to change real fast. Congratulations once again to Coach Mansfield & Co. for sweeping the Cyclones last night at Morgan Family Arena. Eddie Gray, the Pearl Project Podcast, rolls on. Go Cats!